How can you be assured of the security of the diplomats and the contractors who will stay in Iraq?
Well, it's something that we're spending a great deal of time on. And obviously, we've insisted that for our diplomatic presence there, incidentally, we'll maintain an embassy there. We have embassies all around the world. Other countries have embassies all around the world. So we have to assume a basic amount of protections for our people, and that's what we're communicating to the Iraqis. The president underscored to Prime Minister Maliki that we continue to insist that the Iraqis help us in the protection of our diplomats as well. But we're, as we look at that presence, we're going to ensure the kind of standard protections of our diplomatic personnel, to include marine security detail and stuff like that. We have embassies all around the world, but we'll also make sure that working with contractors and otherwise, we can have the kind of protection that our guys are going to need.